I realize that we see Moses go back up the mountain and receive covenant instructions, and I realize that we watch Jesus in his trumped up trial be sentenced to die, be beaten, be mocked, and be led to his execution. But what stuck out to me today, and what I feel like I'm supposed to encourage you with, is in the Psalms. I've been reading the forums a lot, and I've been getting a lot of phone calls and email addresses, and a lot of you here in the United States, but even around the world, because this is a global type thing, are worried for your future, are worried about your job, or have lost your job and are very confused and concerned for what comes next because you're not able to find work, or you're in danger of losing something that is important to you, like your home, or you just have a general sense of dread about the hard times still yet to come. I believe, we talked about this even last year. I believe fully that this is a shaking. I believe fully that this is a time of correction. A time where things come back into alignment, where even in the church we've gotten so far off track, as we were talking about yesterday even. Where we've constructed idols to lead us, where we have put our hope and our trust in other things, either our own strength or other modes that we thought were secure. And this is a correction of that. But as I read it today, I felt in my heart I needed to reread the last portion of the psalm, because I believe that this is God speaking directly to those of you who find yourself in that and under those circumstances. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. I got an email last week asking me, how do I fear God? Because I want to have a close, intimate relationship. I don't want to be afraid of him. And fear in this context is deep, uttermost, from the core up. Overwhelming respect and full knowledge that this is God that we're talking about. This is not Santa Claus. This is God. And so we fear by respecting ultimately and understanding that this is God. And this inspires deep awe in us. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. The Lord will sustain you in this season of famine and your life. And this is only but a season. This isn't what the rest of your life will look like. God will always come, but he will come as he chooses. He will not come as we choose. So we place our hope in him, and as we fear him, he will show up in his steadfast love. Remember that.